This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. If you're listening via XDS on that radio station, tell them to get the first hour on as well, because they missed a lot of information put out by Clint Richardson. And I want to reiterate this again. Buy my video! Buy my video! You don't have to buy these videos, folks. They're online for you to enjoy. Go to thecorporationnation.com. Clint Richardson, you've got an interesting background. You were in New York. You were in Hollyweird. And, well, things changed for you when you were in New York. A little thing happened with a few buildings that, well, you basically saw martial law take place.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the few people that can actually claim to have ever seen, you know, even though it was a mild form of it, actual martial law in a city. And I lived on 11th Street in New York, and I was a hapless, clueless young man who was, in fact, that morning on 9/11, I was sleeping in because I had a long night at the dance clubs the night before. And I was probably stoned, to be honest, back then. And we woke up to oohing and aahing because the second plane had just run into the tower. So we missed the show. And we ran up to our roof. Someone called us. They said we were at war. And then the phone clicked off, so nobody knew what was happening. We ran up to our roof, and we watched and watched, and there it was, the second tower, or the first tower, excuse me, falling down, then the second tower falling down. And, of course, our immediate response was to turn around to we're right in the middle of the trade centers and the Empire State Building, so we turned around thinking, well, that must be next, right?
A plane already hit that and didn't fall down.
The damage. And we had the most important part. I mean, I could sit here and I could tell you all the details. We had the missing person center right outside my front. That was a very unique experience because I couldn't get on my street without two forms of ID and a little bill that said I lived there. And right across the street from me was the missing persons center, where all the signs and everything were, and all the people crying, and no one could figure out where everybody went. You know, they must still be alive somehow. And we're just like, oh my gosh, how this is nuts. The denial that was going on. And St. Vincent's Hospital was just down the street where everybody was lining up to give blood, and where all the ambulances were kind of waiting, but there was no victims to bring.
Take to the hospital.
But what was the killer, the kicker for me, again, 14th Street, everything below 14th Street was closed, no traffic. We were literally under martial law. We decided, fortunately, just in time, maybe we should go to the store. I didn't know anything about prepping or food storage or anything else, so we went to the store, just our local grocery store, and, you know, they're basically every couple blocks in New York City, Manhattan. And by the time I got there with my friends there, we noticed that the line was wrapped around the store twice and down one aisle. And we also noticed that there was a frenzy going on, and there were very few products left on the shelves. And so the first thing we did is, let's get some water, because, you know, if water goes, that's like gold. So we grabbed another few gallons of water left by the time we got ours, and we filled our shopping cart with whatever we could find. There was a lot of things that were already running out, and by the time that we waited in line, and we were watching, it was like one of those madness sales that they have, those Black Sunday or Black whatever Friday sales that they have, and people going crazy over the food and water and everything. And by the time we finally got out of there, there was nothing left in that store. People had a dazed and confused look on their face, and that was when I knew that we were in for a in for a ride, and I understood. At that point, I understood what martial law was, and then when I saw the army with submachine guns guarding all of the tunnels for the trains and everything else, once they reopened them, I definitely finally understood what martial law really was.
Well,
really
and was. There's a term, the Hollywood term. So you saw a double blockbuster. You saw people wrapped around the block twice trying to get in. And this happens every time. I mean, look at Katrina. Look at the other instances in this country. I mean, batteries and water. This is what people want, batteries for their flashlights, and they want water. Thank God I never have to worry about that. I've got enough beans and I've got enough rice to feed half of China.
Well, I wouldn't want to be enclosed with you then.
Well, Rob,
yeah.
In this,
yeah, you can't think of a quick one for that.
I couldn't.
No retort,
and I have no place to go with it. Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Clint, yeah. I love your work. And
thanks,
I,
man.
Don't get me started on 9/11. I'm going to try to take us back to the last hour, and I'm not going to mention a name because I don't want your listeners to roll their eyes and fall asleep, but a certain pastor with his elite friends, you know, talked about quantitative easing and what they were going to do with the money. And when I've called into the past, even going back to, Bob Chapman, I've, expressed my opinion that the stock market is basically rigged. The computers that do the trading are, owned by the big banks that, have control of most of Wall Street. And so if you put your money in the system, it's basically you're sitting down at a roulette table that you know is rigged at a known crooked casino. And so you're going to get what you can expect with those odds. But this pastor, said that what they were going to do with the money, and I think this kind of plays into, what you were talking about in the last hour, Clint, was, they were, that the banks wouldn't loan the money out, to Main Street America. Instead, what they were going to do was they were going to, trade, the money that they got, they would put up as security all of the mortgages that they had on their books. And so they'd basically be clearing off their books, and those mortgages would go to the Fed. The Fed would be the holder of those mortgages.
Toxic debt, mortgage-backed securities, all that?
Yeah, and even though they may or may not, good as well as bad, whatever. It was all going to the Fed. So the Fed would be holding the deed to the land, whether it was considered a good note or a bad note, you know, whether, you know, no matter who, you know, was making the payments or not making the payments, the Fed would end up as the final owner. And then what the banks were supposed to do, since they had cleared off their, you know, their sheets now, they were square again, what they were going to do with the money that they had now that they got from the Fed, instead of loaning it out to Main Street, they were going to use it to buy bonds. You know, the treasury bonds and that.
Yeah, debt is nothing but a financial instrument. In other words, you know, if you fill out a mortgage paper, what they're going to do is they're going to take your paper and they're going to call it a financial instrument. It is something that will be paid in the future, and they're going to bundle that up as something that represents a future profit or a future asset. Hear the music.
Rob, anything else, sir?
That's kind of it. You know, it sounds like a complete round robin, though.
It is.
I would like to hear more comment on it, but I can take it off air. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Thank you, Rob. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. there's another person sitting in the studio that just made me laugh. And just in case you're wondering, what the hell is so funny, John? We're boiling an oil around here. I'm so verklempt. Anyhow, Rob wanted you to comment.
Well, he's talking about, you know, the round robin that they're playing. And, you know, I've written extensively on the Federal Reserve that it is not a private corporation, unless you consider government a private corporation, then it is just a mother, you know, the government is the mother corporation. But if you actually read the Federal Reserve Act, especially if you read the CAFR for the Federal Reserve, which is, you know, I don't expect most people to do it because it's 570 pages long or so. But it gives a lot of information in there. And when you go through it, you see that if a Fed branch closes, it goes back to the Treasury, and all of the tax that it collects is all of the income tax that it, or excuse me, the federal tax that it collects on the dollar, billions and billions and billions of dollars goes to the Treasury. The Treasury then, it's a hard thing to describe because it's two things using each other to blame. In other words, Congress created a law, and this is why I wish I had my computer in front of me. Congress created a law that says that the Federal Reserve Chairman cannot disclose things to Congress. So when the Fed gets up there, of course Congress doesn't want what the Fed is doing to be public record. So Congress created an act, and I think it was in 1977, if I'm not mistaken, that said the Federal Reserve does not have to disclose to the public, which is Congress, what it is doing. So all of these things, we're kind of fooled by the concept that the Federal Reserve is this independent, you know, totally independent thing. There's two forms of independence, and that's very important here. There's political independence and there's natural independence. So if I'm going to say that the Federal Reserve is naturally independent, that would mean that it has no ties to government whatsoever. It exists solely outside of government, but that's not true. It is politically independent. And it isn't the same. If you look up all of the actual corporations that government has created that are independent agencies of government, if you just type that in, you'll see the Post Office, you'll see the Social Security Administration, you'll see the Securities and Exchange Commission, you'll see a whole host of basically government corporations that are allowed to do something very important. They are allowed to make rules. Okay, but rules are not laws. So to be politically independent, of course Congress can't run the Post Office, Congress can't run the Securities and Exchange Commission, Congress certainly can't run the central bank. So it allows these things to make rules.
Or policy.
Policy, same thing. It's all private, basically, again, private script. It's all private copyrighted law. But the rules, under no circumstances can the Federal Reserve break the law. That's where Congress comes in. Congress created the Federal Reserve. And if you want proof that the Federal Reserve can be ended at any time, just look at Ron Paul's old bill. Before he did audit the Fed, he did end the Fed. If you read that bill, it states very clearly that he was just going to withdraw the charter for the Federal Reserve, period, end of story, end of Fed. That proves to you very succinctly that this is not some independent thing that's just going on there. This is a government corporation. It can be ended by Congress at any time. So let me give you an example to make this clear. Okay, as a parent, I can sit in my home and I can make all the rules I want for my children, but under no circumstances can I break the law when it comes to abusing my children, when it comes to sending them to school, whatever that may be, homeschooling or whatever. I cannot break the law in my home, but I can set my own rules. Okay? So just because you're a rule maker does not mean you're a law maker. Okay? So if you just consider that the Post Office and the Federal Reserve, they have the same exact setup, they're set up exactly the same way. They have the administration. Just like the Federal Reserve has its administration, so does the Post Office. They're the same exact independent agencies of government. But the important part is to say, yes, they are government. Okay, the reason that's so important is because now, I don't know who started the concept that the Fed is some private conglomeration of bankers. I'm not saying it doesn't have a lot to do with that, but it's only an independent agency of government. But it's very convenient because government can now blame. Just like we can sit here and we can blame the Jews, or we can blame the Jesuits, we can blame the Masons, and we can blame the Mormons, and we can blame the Catholics. We can blame all these different things. Well, in government, we can blame the president, we can blame the Congress, we can blame the Federal Reserve, we can blame, you know, whatever structure of government. But please understand that there are only two things in government. There is Congress, and there is the executive. Congress creates all the corporations in the executive. Okay, Federal Reserve is in the executive. The post office is in all of these things. So all Congress is doing is creating something, putting it into the executive, and then, of course, when the president comes in and declares a banking emergency, he gets total power over the banking industry. So another thing about the Federal Reserve is that you have to pay to be a member. Okay, when you buy stock, it's very specific in the Federal Reserve Act, you are forced to buy that stock, and it is under no circumstances ownership stock. It is simply a, if you want to call it a fee, if you want to call it a pledge, whatever you want to call it, but there is no controlling stock in the Federal Reserve. And this is very important because it's not a publicly traded or quote-unquote private corporation. It does not have that kind of stock, which also tells you that it's a government corporation. So what he was talking about is that, you know, again, playing the duality of government, pretending to be something it's not, or pretending that the Federal Reserve is acting on its own, when really all that means is that Congress passed a law that says Congress can, or the Federal Reserve can act on its own. It's all trickery. It's all word magic. The word illicit actually means word trickery or word magic. So when a police officer tries to give you a ticket, he uses word magic. When a lawyer talks to you, he uses illicit language. That's all this is. When we say that all of this toxic debt is going to return to the Fed, the one who allowed it to be created in the first place because it's allowed to make those kind of rules, all we're saying is that government is allowing a massive, massive banking scam, and that it is putting it off onto the created enemy that it created and controls if it wishes to. So by creating all of these independent agencies of government, it has literally created a way to it's created a way for the people to not blame the source, Congress and the executive. That's the only government we have. Everything else, the Fed, we don't elect them. They're employees of government. Everybody in the executive, guess what, folks? We only have one elected official in the entirety of the executive branch. Who is that? The president. And that's even, the election process is even so misunderstood because we vote and the electors actually elect the president. So the whole thing is, it's just so misunderstood. And the whole concept that the Federal Reserve is this private thing acting completely outside of, you know, government. I've written extensively on this. I wrote an article called Today's Creatures from Jekyll Island. Which is basically about Alec making all the laws and all the corporate rules and then having Congress pass them. And it explains the entirety and goes through the entirety of the Federal Reserve Act, how it's set up, how Congress, that law is in there, and I can't think of it at the moment, but how that law is set up to make us think that when Ben Bernanke gets up there all cocky and arrogant, he says to Congress, well, I don't have to tell you that. Just, you know, next question, please. That is because Congress wrote a law that allows him to say that. That is so important to understand because it's all trickery. It's all magic.
Well, you know what? If Dave Ramsey, anybody ever hears Dave Ramsey do this on radio, that means I can retire. But I'm not looking to retire anytime soon, and I'm not going to hold my breath. I would be in perpetuity of being a blue boy. At any rate, we'll... Dave and Mark, hold on. I'll take your calls after the break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Was my mic actually open? Oh, you're not used to my hand signals. That's because you're only here one day a week. With one eye cast on the computer. Dave in Texas. Let me get these calls here. You guys have been in queue for a long time. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm retired from a federal job. I'm supposed to be getting a pension. And suddenly they start taking out money for the IRS, and it's got me down to where I'm only getting about one-fourth of my pension now. And I keep getting these letters from different people, a boy of these people, never getting another answer. And the IRS has just stacked bills on me like I can't believe. I haven't filed a 1040 since 2000. And it seems to me that the IRS is writing me under the name of the Department of Treasury Financial Management Service, and they, how they got the information, I don't know. But anyhow, I've tried to get help from different ones. I got Save a Patriot Fellowship, and they got me for a bunch of money, never heard another word from them, and several others. But I needed some help down this line. I just wondered if you had any information in that area where I can fight the IRS.
Well, it's tough, right? Because you're talking about being a federal employee. I mean, that makes you that puts you in a position where you don't have many rights. It's like an employee of Walmart trying to fight the rules of Walmart. You know, it's very difficult. Now, is there any legitimacy? Is the real question you should be asking? Is this just a de facto removal of your funds, or is there a reason that they're doing this?
Well, supposedly I owe taxes, but
taxes on what? On your retirement funds?
Yes. And this goes way back to the last one, 2002, and then 2004, and then hell, it's up to about $60,000 now. But
they're saying it's an income tax?
Yes.
From the funds that you're receiving from your pension fund.
Right.
Gosh, I'm not familiar with the rules on that.
I am not either.
Well,
but
the only thing I can think of is because I'm a federal employee, that puts me under their jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all under the jurisdiction anytime we claim any benefit, or, you know, that means we're claiming that 14th Amendment citizenship. So, again, there's accepting benefits is probably it's one of those misunderstood things, because when you accept the benefit, you're also accepting basically everything that comes with that benefit. If you go to, if you read the Equal Rights Declaration, you'll see that it is your right to be taxed, put in pain, punished, and extorted from. I mean, that's your right, your legal right as a 14th Amendment citizen. And that's because you're accepting, you know, you're accepting Social Security and all these benefits.
Yeah.
So it's really tough. As an employee, especially, I think it would be tough to fight that. Although, you know, you might want to try to prove the legitimacy of it by researching the tax code.
Well, and I think before they did that to this gentleman's retirement benefits, they did that with Social Security. That was a tax-free check, because it was understood that, well, the government and the company I work for and whatever, and I put money into it, and, you know, here we are, I'm retired, I'm 65, and they screwed around with the retirement age on that one. But, you know, you're receiving that benefit, and then they turned around and said, well, okay, a certain portion of that is taxable. It didn't start out that way, and this guy is having a problem now with his retirement benefits, and I don't know where to send him on that one.
I honestly, you know, when you're talking about this type of corruption, I mean, you don't, all you can say is, well, refer to government, right? I mean, you. There's several tricks that I like to use with the IRS. First of all, anytime I get anything, I'll require them to personally put their real name, whoever the officer is that you're talking to, because they all use false names. If they put their real name, then they're actually committing fraud under their real name. So the IRS actually lets IRS agents use a false or a fallacious name. The other aspect is, and if they sign the letter that they're sending you in response to your legal demand that you send them, well, then they're actually participating in the fraud as themselves, and that puts them into liability. Again, that's why they use a fake name. Number two, I want you to check something for me. I want you to check and see if this mail that you're getting has paid postage. Because if this is coming from the IRS and the IRS is acting legitimately, there's no reason it should be paying postage. It should be franking what it's doing. In other words, it should not be paying postage, and it should say official business on the post where postage usually goes. Now, if you're getting something from government, this is a funny little thing to do. Always check the postage, because if government is paying for postage, that means it's acting in a private capacity. Okay, a private corporation or a government acting as a private entity in private law must pay for the same services that anyone else who's private, like us, like me and you. We have to pay for postage. So if government is sending you something and it's paying for postage, I always send it back and I say, please send this official business to prove that you're government. Otherwise, you're just acting as a de facto fraud. and I don't want to have anything to do with you. So I'd be curious if your post, if the post is that, that on your letters that you're getting, you know, what what the postage is.
All right, Dave, the only thing I can tell you is we will peel back the layers of this onion, and we're getting to the core. It's just a mighty big-ass onion. So the only thing I can say, Dave, is keep listening. We may discover the answer to your specific question one of these days.
I might have someone I can refer him to. He's been dying to take on the IRS lately. So, I mean, okay. It's just a series of letters, and I can refer you to that if you want. My email is temporaryinsanity4848@yahoo.com. And that was supposed to be temporary, but it turned out to be permanent.
Okay, temporaryinsanity4848@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dave, stand by.
Good.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your call. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Well, with Dave, it almost sounds like it's the stage one of the bail-in.
That's funny. It's funny you should mention that, Mark. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Now, he didn't stipulate just exactly how long this has been going on, but from the tone of his voice, it doesn't sound like, you know, it's been forever. It sounds pretty recent.
Well, right? and it was like my mother. They nailed her on back taxes. Now, supposedly, the IRS is one entity, but they come after her. She was on Social Security. They come in and took the penalty out of her Social Security checks. She never even had the pleasure of fingering the funny money before the government actually took
it. And the IRS, it's funny, they have a duality as well. There is a lawful IRS. There's also a private one. The private one operates out of Puerto Rico, actually. So, I'm sorry, it's Guam. It's a company in Guam. So the other thing I wanted to say, I forgot to mention, it's very important, is that remember that when you're talking about pension funds, again, you're contributing. Okay, a contributor has no rights because you're literally giving your money to government in a trust situation. The government can do whatever it wants to that money. It can change its laws. After all, it's the lawmaker. You've given your money to government to hold for you and to invest for you. That's very important to understand when you look at the word contribution. You know, everything is a contribution. Your DM fees, your DMV fees are also a contribution. So believe it or not.
Well, what if I didn't want to contribute?
Well, why don't you go ask? I mean, see, people are afraid to confront government and say, well, is this a contribution? Just go ask. Is this a contribution or is this a required tax?
Well, I learned a trick on the driver's license thing. And Mark, I know that you have more to say or ask.
That's okay.
But on the driver's license thing, I just let that damn thing expire. If you look at my Texas driver's license, it expired back in 2005. So what's the worst that a police department can do to me? Well, your license, you're driving on an expired license. Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought it was good for 10 years in Texas. Really? It's expired? Well, I didn't know that. And the worst they can do is write me a ticket for an expired license.
Which is easy to fight.
Well, it's easy to fight. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier with our roadside interviewers, our corporate coffer keystone cops that are revenuing for the corporation out there. With one thing that bothers me is force continuum. That's having a conversation. Do I pull out my weapon and turn you into human confetti? That's a lot of power. But they're out there. The administrative boys are out there on the beat, on the job, every single day. But I just got a speeding ticket going up 5 in California. We were talking about I-5 earlier.
Well, wait a minute. See, this brings up an important question. Who got a speeding ticket?
Whoever that cop thought I was.
Well, he thought you were the person on that license, so who did he think you were?
Shoot if I know. I didn't ask him.
He gave a ticket to a 6-year-old expired artificial person.
Exactly.
That's very interesting.
And didn't want to talk about it. He said, have a nice day. Hang on, Mark. We'll get after the break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Mark in Texas, go ahead, sir.
Flying down I Highway 5, getting a speeding ticket.
How about that?
Are you thoroughly convinced that the accelerator didn't stick?
Well, actually, I told the cop that after my radar detector went off, and I saw the sign that says radar enforced, and I said, my detector went off, and it went off a long time before you saw me, and I looked down at my speedometer, and I can't tell you how much over the speed limit I was doing, but I wasn't doing the 81 miles an hour you claimed. You actually had somebody else on your radar. And at that point in time, he looked dumbfounded. And he was really apologetic. But he handed me the ticket to sign. So I was pressed for time, and I wasn't going to get into it with him. He seemed like a decent enough fellow, out there as a revenuer, that is. So I'll just take care of it by mail. I will make it go away.
Adventures in legal land.
There you go, brother.
Hey, here we go, though. You were talking before about how Ford got rid of their inventory, you know, so they didn't have to take the bailout. Well, John, sometimes we all forget. You know, just recent history. It started back in the middle 90s with Clinton. He allowed small businesses to deduct $17,000, I forget which, for like farmers and construction workers off of a new car. or a new truck, but that truck had to be 6,000 pounds gross weight or better. Well, under Bush, it went up to 25,000. I think he even tried to push it to 75,000, if I remember right. You remember when we had all those excursions and Escalades and Hummers running the streets, dualies everywhere?
Yes.
Well, that's because it was a bailout for the car companies even that long ago. So what Ford did by depleting their inventory, sure, they did it ahead of time, but they had a lot of government help getting rid of that inventory. These people were buying these trucks for a song. They used the accounting term accelerating depreciation, don't you know?
Well, I mean, look at the zero interest that is carrying on to this day. They have got to have the illusion that we're doing business, but who's making any money here? You know, I mean, think about it. It was the banks before. I'm waiting for the 0% mortgages to come out next. Don't hold your breath on that one, by the way.
It's coming.
Don't bet on it.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about a mortgage is that it's a unilateral contract. In other words, the bank doesn't sign it. It's not a bilateral contract. So technically, I call it breaking down or destroying the matrix. Technically, as the only signatory of that contract, you could technically send the bank a letter that states, technically, I don't want to pay any interest on this loan, and so I'm changing the contract, of which I'm the sole signature, and of which you have no power over or authority over because you did not sign it because you're not a real man. I'm going to change that line. I'm going to say that I owe the bank absolutely nothing in interest, and if I'm really feeling, you know, quirky, I might even say I owe you no principal because that money never came out of your bank. You got that. You created that. You acted as a middleman. You did nothing except monetize my contract, my application.
You created the credit by my signature.
Mm-hmm. No, they're money administrators. So there's... They had no skin in the game, but if you really want to figure out why they're compensated, they're administrators. But like you say, they have no skin in the game. They're just administrators.
Well, Mark, somebody had to manage this, didn't they?
And for the first 15 years, all you are is paying interest.
Yeah, well...
You're not paying any principal.
All I ask is that people do not forget, and you can verify this again by just going to these holding reports I'm talking about. You can go and you can verify it for yourself. You can watch my movie, The Great Pension Fund Hoax, 4 hours long, for prosperity purposes.
And, bring your popcorn.
And just, you know, understand, I do a section in there on the banks. I tear down that movie that came out that Matt Damon hosted. No, it was the financial.
Yes, I know the one
you're
talking about.
And I call him out and I say, look, you didn't mention the ownership of the banks by government. Look, here in the CalPERS, here's Citibank. All that was government saying, well, let's merge and acquiesce since we're the shareholders and we're the ones that are going to vote on mergers and acquisitions, as all shareholders do. Let's just combine. Let's combine Merrill Lynch with Bank of America. We'll have a much larger corporation that's easier to control. And that is what is happening in the economy of all these big corporations, government, the main shareholder, and they're just doing things like the so-called financial collapse to make those companies become one big monopolistic thing owned by government. Never forget that when you're talking about these banks, when you're talking about all of these corporations, that government has a massive share and interest in those corporations, and that it is acting in a complete conflict of interest with any law that it passes. And any law that it passes, of course, is in favor of the banks. It's in favor of the corporations. It's in favor of the pharmaceuticals because it owns them.
You know what I'm going to have to do, don't you? I'm going to have to watch your four-hour movie and then come back and listen to this program so I actually understand what the hell you're talking about.
So sorry.
And if I could add one more thing. Back in 2002, John, you sold it. It was a book by Mark Stevens called Adventures in Legal Land.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have got to say, and I can tell by the way that Clint's talking, he's seen this. This is good stuff also.
Well, and you know, I said, look, they had to do away with the original 13th Amendment. How else are you going to get all these creative lawyers in government, all these creative lawyers in corporations to do all the wonderful things that they have done? How are you going to do that? You aren't going to disinclude these people, by God. You know, and as I'm saying this and I'm thinking of all the lawyer jokes, you know, what's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the lake? A good start. Yeah, I mean, we got more still, more lawyers in school than are practicing right now. And, hell, I've yet to see an ambulance that wasn't being chased by a lawyer. This is sick. What we're going to see in the future, everybody's going to have their personal lawyer. And you're going to have a bankroll. And that's what most people are counting on as equating that with freedom, is how much cushion can you put with some attorney between you and whatever entity you're trying to defend yourself against.
Well, some of the scuttlebutt that I'm hearing, too, is also not your own personal lawyer, but they're going to do away with the jury system. Because we need to have professional jurors.
Well, what did you get at the O.J. Simpson trial? You know, if the glove fits, you got to acquit. You had the greatest grandstanding BS Hollywood movie I've ever seen in my life. But remember what Judge Ito said after this was all done. He said, you know, there was so much detail and so much technical stuff. You know, this was over the head of most of the jurors. So you know what I think we have to go to? We have to go to a three-judge panel.
Yeah. The Delaware already has professional jurors.
Yeah, and Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, how many jurors did that trial have?
Not enough.
Six.
300 million.
Yeah, well, technically speaking, you are correct.
See you later.
All right, man. Thanks for your call. Mm. Brian in Texas. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, great show today. I'd like to make a suggestion to the gentleman that called in earlier about his federal income tax.
Yes.
I have found a website and a book called superscam.com, and it's a fabulous source. It's a 200-page book. It's got the subtitle is Mega Fraud in the Misapplication of the IRS Income Tax Code. It's a fabulous resource. And you can contact the author from the website, super-scam.com.
We will look it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's a fabulous guy. He's an 86-year-old World War II veteran. He's been in the fight for at least 30 years. And he's got you can read much of his book there on his website, super-scam.com. Thank you, John.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Such a short time we have on this mortal coil. And what a wonderful thing it is. And many people have tried to explain what we're experiencing right now. Some people call it life. Some people call it a divine gift. Some people call it whatever. I know that we're scared, and deep down we're really insecure, and we've got to fill in a lot of blanks with a lot of explanations that may or may not hold water. We don't know. We're not going to know until we get there. But for God's sakes, do I have to go through all these gyrations and this much problem just to enjoy the few years that we have on this earth? You know, the tax man cometh, but he leaveth me nothing.
He leaveth
no life.
He leaveth you debt. What you mean?
Yeah, that's basically it.
He give you gift of debt.
Yeah, gift of debt. Thank
Confucius
you very much.
Confucius say.
Well, but see, not even... Now it's coming down to crunch time. Because there's so much debt that outweighs the assets or the ability to pay and to back these clowns
also,
off.
Also, you know, super scam, this site is great, but you got to realize Congress created that scam. Let's not deviate. Let's focus on the central problem, which is government. They're the ones creating all these things.
But wait a minute. According to the Constitution, we the people, aren't we the government?
Well, you have to have me back on to find out.
Thanks for being here, Clint Richardson. I appreciate it. The site, the corporation... nation.com. Go take a look at it. Next time I have Clint on the air, you'll have a whole lot of more informed questions of which to ask. I know I will. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Thank you, callers. Thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. See you then. With finance.